Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to Fusion Coffee House. We're in Ridgeland, Mississippi, out here on Highland Colony Parkway, and we're on the jazz spot here in the Fusion Coffee House, and we'll tell you a little bit about that later. But we are glad to have everyone here. Everybody's getting a holiday spirit, and we have got our holiday series going in full force, and we have an extraordinary lineup of talent for you today. I'm Raphael Sims, and I'm your musical host. I want to thank Tripp and the gang here at Fusion Coffee House for making this happen, and our sponsors, the Morgan White Group. And we wanted to say right off the bat that if you're out there listening, if you'd like to be a sponsor or you know someone that would, contact Tripp at Fusion Coffee House, and we'll be glad to get you involved with live jazz. And that includes our festival coming up this spring. So we're going to get right to the music. Do want to mention also that if you're in the market for some Christmas gifts, we've got out here at Fusion, we've got some great items. Got coffee, gift certificates, some beautiful cups and saucer sets, shirts, and also, more to the point of what we're doing, jazz CDs by artists from the metro area. I know we have some Rhonda Richmond in stock. Rhonda was here a couple of weeks ago and just did a phenomenal set. So you can take Rhonda home with you if you stop by Fusion Coffee House. I know how that sounded, but I didn't mean it like that. And anyway, we're really glad to have you with us today. I'm going to start out by introducing over here on keyboards. This is one of my best friends in the whole wide world and my partner in crime, particularly crimes of the jazz nature. Yeah, and his name is Sergio Fernandez. How about a hand for Sergio? We'll be talking to Sergio throughout the set, and some of you may remember, no, it's not Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66, but it's Sergio from WZZQ. You guys remember Sergio on the radio.
Too young.
So we're glad to have Serge with us today. On saxophone, he's been one of our most requested guys to have an encore, and he came in here, I guess, last spring, wasn't it, Jesse? And man, I just knocked it out of the park. He's also got a new CD out.
Yeah, this summer sometime.
Yeah, an upcoming CD, but you can get his available CDs for Christmas as well. And anyway, he's a purveyor of the smooth jazz sound, but he can really swing also. And we'd like you to please welcome Mr. Jesse Primer III. And that brings me to the most special part of the day today. We're just honored, and it's a privilege to have this lady with us today. She is a legend among vocalists and in the music business. Oh, yeah. She's started at a very, very young age singing at Malico Recording Studios, and she has sung on virtually every hit record that's come out of that place. And she's not always credited, but she has created the vocal sound on many of those records, from Down Home Blues all the way to just Mr. Big Stuff, everything. And her name is Miss Jewel Bass, and I'm just thrilled we finally got her out here. How about Jewel Bass? Jewel is the queen of R&B, soul, and blues, but you will find out shortly that she is also a bit of a jazz diva in her own right. So we're just going to have a great time today, and we're going to start off with a little Christmas thing, and this is called Let It Snow, and we're just going to kind of see, you know how these sessions go, we just kind of see what happens. So we're going to do Let It Snow. We'll feature Jesse Primer. Thank you. on keys. Jesse Primer. So Jesse, tell me what's been going on. You have been off the scene. You used to be playing every night, 8 nights a week, but you've been kind of missing in action a little bit. What have you been doing, man?
Oh, man. Well, I teach at Tougaloo College. I'm the chair of the music department at Tougaloo College. And I'm currently working on a PhD at University of Mississippi. So right now, Ole Miss has my life.
Howdy time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I knew that. I knew you were going for that DR, man. That's very impressive. How do you manage to have a 2-year-old and working on a doctorate and teaching all at the same time?
Oh, man, it's rough. It's rough.
You go out in the backyard and play some Coltrane once in a while and get it out of your
system. Yeah, I listen to it a lot. I don't get a chance to play it, man. But see, getting all this gray hair right here around.
That's it. Well, man, it's great to have you here today. What do you want to play, man?
Let's do another traditional standard. What about A-Train?
All right, we'll do Take the A-Train. This is Jesse Primer, Sergio Fernandez. Jewel Bass is coming up for those of you out there listening in internet land. So this is one by Duke Ellington. And you know, to tell you that you never know who you'll run into in Jackson and the metro area specifically. One night I was playing a gig at Howlin' Miles, and there was a very dapper gentleman seated right in the front. And I'm going to sing a little bit on this tune, just kind of because that night we were doing a vocal on it. And he watched it, and I couldn't tell if he loved it or hated it or just wanted us to stop or keep going, you know. And anyway, so when we got done, we went on break, and he came over, and he said, gave me a card, you know, and he was, man, you know, he had on about a $900 suit, you know. Gave me a card, and he said, I really dug the version of that tune. So I said, well, I appreciate it, sir. And I looked at his card, and he was Billy Strayhorn Jr.
Oh, man.
His father wrote the lyrics to Take the A-Train, of course, with Duke. He was Duke's primary lyricist. And I asked him what he was doing here, and he said he's doing some family business here in the Jackson area. So you never know. You got to be on your game when you're out there gigging, man, because you don't know whose stuff you're playing.
That's right.
But this is Jesse Primer, y'all. Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
Thank you. the Duke. How about Sergio Fernandez on the keyboard, y'all? So Sergio, welcome back to Fusion Coffee House, brother.
Great to be here. And I just want to thank you for the Cuban shot from the back. It looks like Tripp's already gone. Anyway, it's making my day.
Absolutely. Fidel made that himself. Fidel's in the back there. Serge, so man, you're working all the time, right? What you got going on in Jackson? You still got the studio business happening?
No, I wish I was working all the time. Wish. That's what I wish for Christmas.
What all are you doing? If people want to see you playing around town, what can they do?
Good question. Come to River Hills Country Club. That's the only steady thing in my little life right now, just for the record.
Well, I happen to know you played in a beer joint last night because I was with you. No, actually, it wasn't a beer joint. It was a nice place. But anyway, Sergio, you've got some original compositions. And can we do one of those? Would that be cool?
Sure. But that's one thing, because I have so much, you can see the time on my hands. It's dripping. I'm trying to write pop music, which is, I don't know, it's interesting. But I'm writing about, life experiences. So it's fun, anyway. And maybe one time you'll bring me in here and we'll do it. It's not jazz, but it's... I don't know what it is.
That's across the street, man. No, but Sergio is quite the jazz composer and in the fusion vein. And can we do something, Serge?
Yeah. You want to do Irate?
Sure. This is a Sergio Fernandez original. This is called Irate. And we'll be featuring Jesse Primer as well. While we're huddling up back here, we're going to... remind you once again that this is brought to you by the Morgan White Group and the folks here at Fusion Coffee House. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, get in touch with Tripp out here. We'd love to get you involved. We're having a really nice jazz festival again out here on the grounds this spring, so we want you to be a part of that. This is Sergio's tune. This is called Irate. Thank you. by Sergio Fernandez. That's called Irate. Dear Santa, please bring me a new PA for Christmas. All right, y'all. We know you've been waiting on her, and she's in the house drinking a Cuban latte or something like that. And Jill, let's get everybody in the holiday spirit. You feel like coming up doing a Christmas song, maybe something like that? I think we'll be all right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, please give a big Fusion Coffee House welcome to the incomparable and lovely Miss Jewel Bass.
Thank y'all so much. Bear with me.
This red spot in the floor here,
oh, yeah,
where you're standing, this is called the jazz spot. And when Tripp and the architects, Michael Branco, were designing this place, they put this red spot up here, and it just seemed to be kind of the place in the room where the energy was. You look up above your head there, and you see the corresponding lights and stuff. And so this became affectionately known as a thing, the jazz spot.
Love it.
It just looks like the jazz spot. So you're on the jazz spot today.
Loving it.
And I'm glad to have you here. Jewel, I guess your day job is as a singer at Malico Records, and what, these days with Jewel Bass?
Yeah, mostly these days with Jewel Bass, not so much Malico anymore.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I still do some things, but with this economy, everybody's kind of cutting down, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's right. Man, I still got some 8-track tapes with from Malico. You remember those, don't you? You know they're saying, down home blues, down home blues. You remember those, don't you?
Yeah, well, I got a Sugar
Young
Bridges.
Folks don't
I got a Sugar Bridges T-shirt.
Yeah, Sugar Bridges. Yeah, that was one of the Jewel's hit records back in the day.
The first song.
First one. And if you want to hear some of Jewel's finest work with the Malico people, including her hit records, The Rain Fall Down and
Let Your Love.
Yeah. And all of those, you can pick up that box set, the Malico box set. The Last Soul Company is the name of it, and Jewel Bass is imprinted and embedded in the whole project.
Yep.
So, Jewel, you know, I know that you and I play some jazz, and Serge and Gene, some of the guys, we go out and do some jazz gigs, and you really swing, by the way. Who were some of your favorite jazz singers that influenced you, or just singers in general, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, of course, Ella Fitzgerald.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, and my favorite, Sarah Vaughan.
Sassy.
Yes, I love her. But one of my favorite entertainers, and I got to tell you, one of my favorite entertainers, and she's always been, is Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Nah.
Absolutely.
Y'all know Chaka Khan with Rufus?
Yeah.
Well, hey,
yeah.
She was my girl, still is. I love her.
And, you know, I think a lot of really great singers that are masters of their genre, they go back to jazz. Of course, what we're here today, this is the jazz spot here, and we like to promote jazz in the metro area. But, you know, I think a lot of people go seeking musicality, you know, from jazz. That's a source. And I know that the first time that I heard Chaka's album, where she recorded and the melody lingers on, Night in Tunisia, I was blown away and came to find out that Chaka was very influenced by the great bebop and jazz artist. Well, Jewel, why don't we do something, one of the good jazz standards, one of the old ones, maybe something like a little All of Me or something like that, or you got anything in mind? Yeah, okay, good. We're going back to the book of Duke Ellington, y'all, and this is Miss Jewel Bass doing Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
For me, that's for me, that's all.
Last 8.
1, 2, 3. I missed the Saturday dance. At the floor, I couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, but they'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, on dates, could have gone, but what for? It's awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. Come on, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
put your hands together one more time for Jesse Primer. Yeah. Hey, Sergio, come.
Let's talk for a second here. Now, as far as your jazz background and everything, I know that you once did a concert sang with the great Lionel Hampton.
Oh, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, and what was Hamp like?
Oh, he's just wonderful. I mean, you know, have you ever met somebody that, I mean, when you just first meet them, you know that they're just bigger than life, and you just feel honored to be in their presence, and that's how I was working with Lionel Hampton. And he's a wonderful man. I mean, he puts you right at ease, you know. And I just loved it. That was one high point in my career.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, let's Jill, would you mind doing a tune with me?
Love to.
I'd love to. All right. We're going to get in the key of C, Serge and Jesse, and we're just going to kind of take it downtown to Charles Brown. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas, baby. You know you sure been good to me. You know I ain't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
You know what? I'm feeling mighty fine. I got music on my radio.
Ray Charles in the nighttime.
Yeah. Said I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Mistletoe. Go ahead.
Jesse, go ahead, baby. Jesse Primer. If you're listening to us on the World Wide Web, we are at www.fusioncoffeehouse.net, and you can download and listen to past programs that we have had here in our jazz series. Want to remind you at this time that if you're interested in being a sponsor, contact Trip at Fusion Coffee House. And also next week, our guest here on the Jazz Spot will be Lisa Palmer, Knight Bruce, and there's somebody else. And then the following week, Todd Bobo will be here. That's right. The following week, we're going to have, by popular demand, Barry Leach will be back on the Jazz Spot. And along with him will be, finally, back in town, if he doesn't get snowed in, the great Ezra Brown will be here. So we want you to be sure to make us a part of your holiday plans. We're going to be back 10 minutes, y'all. How about it for the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series?